like to do a half shot.
Would you like to do a half shot?
No, I want the full one, please.
Nice. We're going to get day drunk
on
a Tuesday.
No.
Hey.
No.
It's one of the bonuses, one of the perks of poverty, I suppose. That's a bad joke. Edit that out.
Welcome, everybody, to Three Stars Podcast. We're doing a half shot. Today's topic, boy, definitely, I think, a lot of opinions on this one. I don't even know where we all stand on it, but I guess I'm going to find out.
We'll find out today.
Before you go on and listen, make sure that you like and share this episode and tell all your friends about us. It should be an automatic thing at this point. Like, oh, I'm listening to Three Stars Podcast. I should automatically tell my friends. Today's topic on this half shot, we're talking about automatic gratuities, or affectionately known as autograts.
Mm-hmm.
They can range anywhere from 15 to 18 to 20% mm-hmm. on the norm.
Which, by the way, autograts are different from service charges.
Correct.
Let's make that very clear.
Or what, PTA, but there's like a property... You know what I'm talking about.
Or
the quality of life tax.
Right. Everyone's calling those things a different thing.
Yes.
And auto gratuity is its own separate thing, in which case, if it is added to your tab, the gratuity goes to the server or the bartender. And the reason that is on there is oftentimes in larger groups, the server or bartender tends to get screwed on the tip, and they put in a tremendous amount of work.
Yep.
So
especially if you don't have resis, like if this is dropping in the middle of regular service.
Yeah.
You got room for 18.
So generally speaking, I've definitely seen places that will do an autograt on groups of six or more. But generally speaking, it's groups of seven or more that I've seen. Or sorry, groups of eight or more that I've seen. And... then, of course, like Samantha said, there are service charges. There's a quality of life stuff.
Yeah.
Those are all fairly new and have come about more or less since COVID or since the concept of, hey, let's do away with tipping.
Mm-hmm.
Those do not go directly to directly to the server or the bartender. Those are a tip pool situation that goes to the entire staff. But that money is actually owned by the restaurant. The restaurant decides what they're doing with it.
Yeah, I have a huge issue with that vernacular in this, like all these scenarios.
Well, they did it at what's it called?
Green Valley Ranch.
Green Valley Ranch.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck those people.
Yeah, but that was what they did there.
And they're like they said that it's an automatic fucking 18% or something. It might have been 20. I don't remember. Even if it was 20, the fact is that it's not 20% going towards you. That's misrepresentation. You know what I mean? It's some murky phrasing, I think, there because it's getting divvied up to everybody on the clock.
Well, okay,
every place does it a little different, but
where I'm working now, what we're doing is it's an automatic 20% service charge, but then right out of the gate, 30% comes off of that, and that goes to paying managers and bonuses and things
That is not the same thing as a tip.
Nope.
No, not at all.
And that's why they're calling it a service fee,
yep.
Right? Like, but that's still, it's like implied.
So wait, I'm not done.
But wait, there's
and then
more.
Of
there's
the more. 70% that's left, another 30% of the 70% comes off, and that goes to
so we're at 60% of 70% at this
point? So wait, so 30% of the 70% goes to increasing the pay for the back of house.
Which they should just get increased hourly wages anyways.
Agreed. But if you then do the math on that, it is then 49% of that service charge that is divvied up amongst the front of house. Now we're moving to a point system, so based on how good or qualified you are, you get more or less.
What are those matrices?
Matrices.
What are those calculations based on? Like your per person average.
We're actually finding out this week.
Okay. So, fun stuff. See?
Yeah.
We're asking the tough questions.
Yeah, we're having individual one-on-ones this coming week.
Dun, dun, dun.
So anyway, that's different, right? The quality of life. Where'd we go? There was quality of life and quality of food or something.
It was the quality of life. Where were we?
I don't remember, but it was
30%, 40%.
I don't remember what the percentage was. I want to say it was
20,
like...
20, I think. It was 20.
No, it was lower than 20. I think it was like 10%, actually. Mm. Because then you were expected to tip
on
top
of it. Right. Yeah.
Okay. But the whole reason that this that the autograt came up is because this is flying around on Facebook right now. This guy named Brian Carr went to a place called Mexicali Border Cafe, which is actually in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, shit. The plot thickens.
And yeah, so he posts this on Facebook. So I ate there today with church people. Right out of the gate.
Yeah, I read that and I was like, okay, send it. Let's go.
So whatever else you have to say, you're wrong. You lost. So I ate there today with church people, and when I received my ticket, they had charged me 18% gratuity fee. I told them I would pay for my meal, but I wasn't paying a calculated tip, that I would leave a tip that I thought was fair, but I'm going to be forced to pay their calculated tip. Wrong there. By the way, any like there or your in this whole thing is
wrong.
Yeah,
oh, I have to look.
So they called the cops on me and had the cops come up there. I guess that's right there. They told the cops I refused to pay for my meal, which wasn't true. I told the police officer I would pay for the food, but they ain't going to force me to pay a tip. Just not right. The restaurant pressed the issue and was going to have me given citation for petty larceny. The manager was so rude and very hateful. Myself or our church group,
or our church group
will not go back. They embarrassed me so badly over this and calling cops and threatening me in front of all the people. Very sad that this restaurant is like this. They need to rethink their ways. Wrong there. They are going to lose a lot of customers, and the manager, well, I feel sorry for you. So that's like a brain scramble just to read if you actually read it.
Yeah.
Did you read the response?
I haven't yet. I'm
looking forward to this.
Yeah, yes. The response is fun.
You got to do it in character.
You want me to do it in character?
So, okay. Well, so this, so right out of the gate, I mean, I would say a couple things. If I did not know the whole story, right out of the gate, I would say anytime an automatic gratuity is put on, I've never worked anywhere that did not give you the option to have it removed. Mm-hmm. But a lot of that also, you know, comes down to someone's personal behavior.
Right.
Well, and I want to know, like, is it posted? Like, that you will be charged an 18%? Like, were you aware of it prior to receiving the bill?
Because this is a
pretty vital
I think I forgot to share that with you. Let me see if I have it. But someone did take a screenshot of their menu, and it does say it on the menu.
What do you know?
It says groups of eight or more will be charged an 18% gratuity, along with a couple of other things.
Going in, that's important.
It's there,
and honestly, it's there, and it's not tiny either.
Was there a little stick figure picture visual aid?
Yes.
Maybe that's what we need to do for our customers now.
It's listed right under the stuffed. It's listed right under the stuffed carne asada. So it says there will be a $2.99 charge for folks who enjoy our chips and salsa without ordering an entree or alcoholic beverage.
That's normally fair.
They would just bring you chips and salsa, and that'll be free as long as you're ordering other stuff.
So I'm not
right?
taking advantage of the system.
Then it says substitutions and extra condiments may require an additional charge. And then it says 18% gratuity added to parties of eight or more. So this is in their downtown Tulsa location. It's listed on the menu.
It's on the menu. It's in the fine print, and it's really not even that fine. People,
did
wake up.
Did you read the contract, dude?
Yeah. Like, come on. Wake up and smell the roses. This isn't a new thing.
Well, and I'm sorry, but church groups, I mean, this is in church groups or after church times, they are by and large the considered worst. To be one of the groups.
Is this a brush shift? Is this like a Sunday morning?
Pretty much, right?
That's what it sounds like.
Within the Sunday dining community of people, they are by and large known to be the worst tippers, and some of the most, I don't want to say difficult or demanding, or they do just take up a lot of your time. They can come in and take up your entire section.
Yeah. Which, by the way, all of you Southern churchgoers, that is not how Jesus would treat people. So huzzah, wake up.
So anyway, so there's this post, right? And then the server comes in and says,
I shouldn't just say Southern, it's churchgoers.
Says,
I was born in Oklahoma. It's okay. I can say it, Southern.
So
edit that out.
Says, by the way, I was their server.
And
here's the whole story, not just what this person said.
Me. Look at that. We have the other side of this fictitious, embellished story.
Shit writes itself.
Enjoy.
Literally.
Three red flags. I was their server. Very rarely do I ever grat, but when I do, it's because a table won't act right. Like a duh face. Or
an eye-rolling emoji.
He said that since the tickets were all separate, there shouldn't be a gratuity, as if separate checks suddenly means they were never a large party.
See, that's oof.
He's rage. Playing victim about being embarrassed when he was the only one beating on his chest and telling my manager to hurry up and call the cops on him like a tough boy.
Tough boy.
Boy! No one caused the scene except for this dude. That whole restaurant, guests included, were looking at him and talking shit because he was showing his whole ass. When the cops showed up and finally convinced him to pay, he threw his debit card at my manager and it fell on the floor. My manager refused to bend over like a bitch to pick it up. So that's why he said my manager was rude to him. Yeah, it probably would have been easier for my GM to just remove the grat. But he doesn't let assholes like this guy call the shots at our small family-owned restaurant. Cool sunglass emoji.
Cool.
He said he was going to protest in front on the sidewalk, file a lawsuit, and reach out to the news. But like, damn, I wasn't even worth $4.55. What did I do wrong, Daddy?
That's fucking gold right there.
That is gold.
It's shit like that
that
makes
me. Balls.
Have some love, wee bit of faith in social media.
Like I said earlier, if you didn't throw a fit, if you didn't act out and you just called over the manager and said, hey, look, I don't think it's right that there should be an automatic gratuity. I would like to remove that. I will go ahead and tip on the service. I mean, I've had that happen and managers will do it.
Yeah, because they can't make you pay. But I mean, like, I don't know. It's like a verbal contract, I think, that you enter into. That's why they have to post it.
Right.
Like, once it's posted, it's like all employees must wash hands before returning to work. They're not going to police that.
They have to post it. There was a funny meme and there was that sign in the bathroom and then underneath it someone wrote on the mirror, I waited 45 minutes no employee came to wash my hands.
Anyways, back to this.
Yes.
I think this is great. We should, if we know who this person is, like,
I would love to find out who this server is.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We should definitely like and share and tag. And
absolutely.
Because this is hot fire. Like, this gives me faith in humanity to a degree.
$5
and like even how he calls them out about splitting checks. Like, oh, you're all of a sudden not 14 people with no reservations.
Because
you want separate checks. You're not helping your fucking case, dude.
Well, right. And because you want separate checks, that is actually now more work for me.
For me. I have to stand there an extra few minutes longer to do that. And granted, it's easy to push buttons on a computer, but I just had this happen the other night, and it's still a stressful situation when you have people wanting to be helped, other tables wanting to be helped, and you're standing there trying to figure out and remember who had what and splitting everything up. It's irritating. It really is. I cannot express that enough. It is irritating.
Well, especially when they want separate checks at the end.
At the end.
And
if
you
tell
me
at the beginning.
Like, I'm very
meticulous. Oh, yeah, and they move around.
Like, so if you don't move, the separate check thing isn't going to matter
that much.
It's
not going to matter. If you get it right out of the gate, fine.
But if you fucking start moving around, you better remember, like, I'm going to give you a number and you better remember what it is at the end of the day.
And no joke. So the place I work at now, we have Toast handhelds. As soon as I send that order in, I forget.
Yeah.
I don't have to write it down. I forget what you ordered. I have to go back sometimes and look at my handheld at the table to see what they ordered to make sure I get the right condiments on the table. Because
I've got 30 other people I'm worried about also.
Right. I don't remember what you guys ordered 5 hours ago waiting for your late flight, your delayed flight.
Oh, and you want to, and there are six of you or eight of you.
There's six of you, and you have 10 other people that have been ordering food.
Can you split this appetizer three ways?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's the thing. It's time consuming when I am still extremely busy. So, you don't get to pretend that it's not a big deal to split your tickets at the end of the meal, that it's, you know, not a big deal that you once were a 14 top, you're now just one person. And it is a big deal that you're making a stink about an 18% gratuity. You should be tipping 20.
Yeah.
And and there it is. Like, that could be the argument he's kind of trying to make.
Maybe.
I highly doubt it.
Because
usually you could just tip more. You just eat the 18% and then tip another 2%, preferably cash.
The problem to me is that tipping has become such a huge
debate
issue
now.
Yeah, well, because it, you know, for a long time for a long time when I was like little and growing up, I remember being like 15.
In the Cretaceous? 50,
yes. Yes, when
I say
back before we had a history subject in school. So it was, you know, 15 or 18%, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 18 to 20% and it's quickly starting to become 18, 20, 22%.
Yeah.
Right? And with that being a question even before COVID of, you know, what do you consider to be a standard tip?
Yeah.
Now it's pretty much considered to be 20%.
Yeah.
So if you're getting to only do 18% on an autograt, I would say, you know, consider yourself lucky, but most autograts are getting to 20% now.
Right.
And it is so much more complicated because of all of these people moving to, like, restaurants moving to tip pools, autograts, shared gratuities, splitting the gratuity between two servers that took the table. Like, all these restaurants are not on the same page as to what they're doing.
Well, everybody is different.
But bare minimum, when you go out, if you go out with the expectation of less than 18%, you don't get out much. You should know that's a bare minimum standard of 18%.
Yeah.
Right. We live in the United States where tipping culture has been here forever.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't think they're trying to make it go the way of the dinosaur.
But
I don't think it's ever going to really, like, I don't know. Anybody that's like with it is going to always like, I'm going to tip you cash. I don't give a fuck what your policies are. Like, unless you specifically tell me, like, certain restaurants I've heard certain things about, like, you can't accept cash. Like, tips are completely off. And they'll fire you for it.
It's getting harder and harder to have cash
me. No, I mean,
most people just don't even use cash when they go out anymore.
All these new trendy wallets on the social media, they have like a little money clip, but I'm like, that's going to dig into my ass. Like, I'm not, like, that's,
well,
that's,
I mean,
that's
I
worse.
Use, like, my wallet is a magnetic thing, but like, so, but I have,
I have a few wallets now, sorry.
I have less and less cash on me. I try to carry cash with me, but I have less and less cash on me because fewer and fewer people are paying cash.
Yeah.
Everywhere I've worked, it's an ecosystem. Yeah, everywhere I've worked for the last bunch of years, you know, everything goes on your paycheck now.
Yep.
So you don't necessarily take home a bunch of cash every
night. Let me just say for everybody, back in the day before everything went on your paychecks, we really did live off of our tips, and we still do, because here's the reason why.
BITD.
Yeah.
Sorry, it took me that long to figure that out. Back in the day.
and this is, and the restaurant I work at right now is still it's one of the few places that still cashes out all of my credit card tips at the end of the night. And they're changing that here in 2 weeks, which really sucks. But I take home every single penny in tip that I make every night. My paycheck for 2 weeks was $20.
Yeah.
So think about it, everyone, please. Most of you that listen to us are in the service industry in some way, shape, or form. If the government or the state pays you $14 an hour and some change, and the cost of living is astronomically high, your tips are essential, because my $20 paycheck, after all the taxes being taken out of my hourly wage, don't do dick.
Well, yeah, I mean, so just a couple of clarifications, right? So the state like dictates what you get paid. Your boss is, they pay you, but then bare minimum, it shows what your credit card tips are. Fewer and fewer people leaving cash means that you're, you know, look, there was a very long time where the service industry got away with
hiding how much money they made.
Whole places, right. Like, yep. I'll just say your credit card tips are like calculated in your tax, but they don't even ask you about your cash tips. It's just a conversation you don't have.
Right.
That's the loophole up until now.
But where Samantha works, it's
I get all my cash.
Well, but you
I
also
still have to
so you have to claim all of your credit card tips. Yep. The system makes you do that.
Yep.
Plus, it calculates your average cash tips based on your cash sales.
Mm-hmm.
So like, oh, you know, you pulled in $100 in cash sales, you must have made $20 in cash tips.
Yep.
So you
the computer is going to force you
to claim that. So when you only get your $20 paycheck, that means that the government said, hey, this is how much this person owes in taxes. And so that much was taken out of your paycheck.
Right.
I feel like we have to at least mention the Screen Actors Guild situation. Like, I mean, not to be too political, but they're talking about the same fucking thing, aren't they? Like,
I don't know.
I saw something about getting a check for 80 cents on residuals on the fucking streaming platforms. And I know Chappelle, like, they put Chappelle's show on Netflix and just didn't say anything to him. Like, that was like a huge stink.
Oh,
so I don't know, it just made me think, because I know that that's a huge deal going on right now.
Yeah,
we write our own stuff. We should probably be on strike too, but I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm on strike. I'm not writing anymore. Anyways, but the bottom line is that this person is making a huge stink about an 18% gratuity when it could have been, again, it could have been handled a lot more properly and there would not have been any of these reviews. And again, somebody was angry about not getting their way and went on and lied about the review that he wrote. Brian,
yeah, he lied about
how he treated. Yeah, you lied about how you actually treated the server, how you treated the manager. Nobody accused you of not wanting to pay your entire bill. They accuse you of not wanting to pay the 18% because you made a stink about it. If you just said, hey, excuse me, you know, beautiful, kind server, like you're supposed to treat another human being with respect and consideration.
I tell Bill he's beautiful and kind all the time.
It's been a minute.
Especially advertising that you're a fucking Christian. That's way to be Christ-like. And I'm going to pull the judgment card on you because I'm a Christian and I don't ever treat people horribly, no matter how irritated I am with them, because we all have bad days. But dude, if you're going to advertise that you're a Christian, you could have been a lot nicer about this whole situation. But instead, you weren't. You went online and lied about your review, and now you're being called out about it. And really, you're just a petty, petty man who needs to ask for forgiveness.
It's a bad daddy.
And you're also really lucky that they didn't turn around and file an assault charge on you for throwing a credit card.
If he would have hit a cop, that's assault. The cop would have fucking
like,
busted
come
him
on,
right
dude.
Then. Like cuffs, jail time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. So this guy's a twat waffle.
I will pray for you, Brian.
Thoughts and prayers, Brian.
I will. I'll pray for you. You need help.
So autocrats, like, look, they exist and they are there to, they're part of the system. They're there to protect the server's ability to make a living. And while you may not like it, it is our system. And you could certainly go someplace that doesn't charge automatic gratuities.
Yeah.
You know, call around before your church group goes and say, hey, you know, we want to bring in 18 people, but we really hate these automatic gratuities. Do you guys do that? good luck.
Yeah, have the conversation up front.
Good luck.
Right, but think
just
smart
like this
about
separate
it.
Checks conversation.
Right. Know your onions.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Yeah. We could keep, like, this could go into tangents upon tangents.
This thing could just go.
It can go to tangents upon tangents. Yeah. So let's just say thank you, everybody, for listening to this Half Shot. We're really glad that you tuned in and downloaded us today. And make sure to check us out on the next full episode and the next Half Shot. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Daddy.